Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System. Hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX, Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The market got hit pretty hard here going into the close, especially in the soybeans. In the last few minutes of trade, they sold off about 5 cents, anywhere from about 150 or 13.15 to 13.10 or so right there in the last few minutes. Corn and wheat futures also lower. Corn was down 2.25 cents at the close in the December contract at 4.40 and a half. And then the Chicago and Kansas City wheat both down 5 to 6 cents into the close. And they were strong for most part of the day, but then there in just the last little bit, the last 10, 15 minutes or so, they got weaker. They had sold off 2 to 3 cents. There's not a lot of news going on. I mean, harvest is moving along quite nicely through the Midwest, keeping the cap on it. And as that extra bushels, especially in corn and soybeans, hits the market, that's going to keep a lid on it. So any rally that comes that arrives is going to be met by farmers selling at this point, because the farmer is going to have quite a bit of crop in the bin, especially since yields are coming in a little bit better than average. One positive factor here coming from the outside market is the dollar index. The dollar index was down 10 again today at 79.22 in December, and that continues to be weak, which means higher commodity prices likely in the future.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
This morning we had the weekly export sales report at 7:30 a.m., soybean exports came in at 930 million tons. Total commitments for the year was 27.5 million. Last year at this time, we were at 24. The USDA goal for the marketing year is 37.3. So we're well on our way to that point this early in the growing season or marketing year. Corn exports, 1.3 million for the week. Total commitments near 16 million. 10.4 million last year. So we're well above where we were last year. And then the wheat exports were 654 metric million tons, and that's 19.2 for the year. 13.4 is where we were last year at this time. And the USDA goal for the crop marketing year is 29.9 million. So in all three contracts, we are well on our way to meeting those goals. Now, if we look at the weather forecast here for the Midwest for the next 2 weeks, we're calling for normal temps to normal to above normal rainfall. So there's a chance that the marketing or the harvest could be slow here as that winds down toward the end. And then South American crops through the 1st of November are looking for normal rains and normal temps. So nothing real surprising in South America in terms of weather.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, October live cattle closed up a dollar at 132.80. October feeders down 60 at 165.55. And December lean hogs were up $1.45 at 89.60. Kansas City December wheat was down 6.5 cents at 764.25. Chicago December wheat down 5.25 at 696.5. In the row crops, Chicago December corn off 2.5 at 440.25. And November soybeans were down 0.25 cents at 13.09¾. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.